This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a mild start to the morning, about where we've been the last several mornings. 72 degrees downtown as Jacksonville's morning news continues at 6:10.
Consolidation school closures, even if they're not doing them now, they did them in the past or they may anticipate them in the future. So it's definitely a question that will come up.
We're at another inflection point in the months-long search for a new Duval County school superintendent. That was school board chair Darryl Willie on the process. A group of five candidates is set to be narrowed to just a few finalists by the time we get to the end of the day, if all goes according to plan. Action News Jack's Alexis Clevenger is live in the North Bank for us this morning. So we've got five people to choose from. Walk us through what today looks like.
Yeah, and so once those finalists are selected at a special board meeting today by the school board members, they will be interviewed. And so those interviews are going to take place on May 13th and May 14th. And then the big decision, selecting the district's new leader, will be on May 23rd. Now, just last Friday, the pool of candidates vying to become the next Duval County Public School superintendent narrowed down to just five. The semifinalists were asked to provide written responses to three questions posed by school board members and video responses to four others. Now, school board chair Darryl Willie told us after the semifinalists were selected, school consolidation and declining student enrollment are key issues the board will be considering when choosing the next superintendent. And so, again, the district is going to narrow those options down today to just the finalists. The district has not said exactly how many finalists, though, will be selected today.
Yeah, we'll obviously be reporting back out through the day and be updating you. Make sure you listen live for updates whenever, wherever you are throughout the day, and also get our push alerts in the free 104.5 WOKV app. Alexis, thanks.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.